بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عباد الله لتسوون صفوفكم أو ليخلفن الله بين قلوبكم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عباد الله لتسوون صفوفكم أو ليخالفن الله بين قلوبكم وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. We mentioned a few days ago in the Jummah Bayan that many of us try to find complex solutions to problems which are beyond our control. So we'll spend hours talking about different things or trying to find solutions to problems which do not concern us, which are beyond our control, something we can never actually fully understand or solve anyway. But then there are some small problems which we can solve, which we do not pay attention to, and sometimes we do not think of even the simplest solutions. But the saying goes that the solution to all our problems is found in the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is one such example. And if you look around us, we find there's disunity everywhere, in families, communities, wherever you may look. Then the hearts of the people are not united. They may meet each other with smiling faces, but the hearts are not together. And so in this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ offers a reason why, and also offers a solution at the same time. So he says, Ibadullah, O servants of Allah, لَتُسَوُّنَّ صُفُوفَكُمْ, that you should straighten and you should tighten your rows, أَوْ لَيُخَالِفَنَّ اللَّهُ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ, otherwise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will separate your souls. Meaning that if a person or if a community, when they go to the masjid and they do not straighten their rows, they do not tighten their rows, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in turn will also separate their souls. I mean, in our masjid, the best way to do this is because the chairs start on the imam's left-hand side or my left-hand side, then what we should do is we should all take one step to our right and we should go further towards the chairs. And this will ensure that in every saf, at least one extra person will be able to come forward. And if this happens, this will also ensure that our safs are tightened and our safs are straightened. So inshallah, we should try this from the Zuhr Salah, inshallah. And we should try and keep this in mind for every Salah, that we should try and stay tight to the person on our right. And inshallah, this will ensure that another person will be able to come to our left. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the opportunity to start this. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this a means of unifying our souls. Ameen. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين